Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Your Princess Pilot. She refriended everybody. What's that all about?
Yay!
She did.
Did you guys have to have a talk? Happy. Backstory, Josh and his girlfriend were fighting, and she blocked the entire morning show.
Okay. And the midday guy.
I thought we were done with this.
And the midday guy.
I thought we were done with this.
Apparently, if you get mad at Josh, you got to block the entire radio station.
Oh, that's funny.
We noticed Katie came out, and she's like, she's refriended me!
I did. I was just like, we're friends again, yay!
Did you guys have a talk, or how did that go down?
Stern talking to, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. We're going to act our age, not our shoe size. There we go.
No, but it's hard to deal with this kind of lifestyle, so that's why I said I give her a pass for this one
because
it's
this is her one pass.
Well, no, it is hard to make yourself fit. I tell you what,
really?
When I first found out that you were married, I was like, that has to be the most understanding woman that has ever walked the face of the earth.
And she never blocked everybody.
And
though.
Then, well, no, she didn't. But then I met Nick Nack, and I was just like, she's got to be like the neatest, just coolest, laid back, chillest chick I've ever met. And so
she's
feel like Princess Pilot is very much along those lines. She just needs to get used to this kind of lifestyle.
It's a different lifestyle. It really is. And it's
so,
like taking
fighting so much.
No, it's taken a toll on every girl I've ever dated.
Exactly.
It really has.
So when you find one who's like, okay, I'm fine. I maybe freaked out a little. Maybe I blocked everybody.
So what did you tell her? Were you like, you got to refriend everybody?
Well, I was just like, you know, people notice things.
Yeah.
People notice.
I know.
It's that line, nobody forgets. Yeah, people notice.
Forgets.
And
and
she was like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess. She was like, yeah, I guess, you know, did she notice?
I was
like,
oh, yeah. I fun with her when I see her in person.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy. Remember the time you blocked us?
Remember when you blocked everybody?
I don't think you'll ever see her in person again.
Oh, we never got Chick-fil-A.
She's made up. She's actually
ever
fake.
Again.
She's fake. Aww. She doesn't exist.
I'm going to see her be like, hey, what's up? Don't block me.
Oh. In-person block.
I know, exactly.
Just don't talk to her. Be like, I blocked you now.
Yes, in person. Good, actually.
Well, it's glad to see that she's refriended everybody.
Yeah, we're good.
That's exciting stuff. Katie was mostly excited.
I was so excited.
She was. That was the first thing she said to me this morning.
I love her, so I'm glad we are friends again. Don't
that
mess it up, Josh.
I'm not messing it up.
That was a close one. All right, time for our little sports update. I know Josh has some stuff, and my God, Katie's got some stuff today,
too. Well, because we have a story about Knox Jolie Pitt. Name sounds familiar, right? It is Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's youngest kid. So the twins that they had, Knox and Vivian. So they're now 17 years old, and there's pictures of little Knox doing his best Fight Club in Los Angeles.
Hey.
I know. Apparently, he's really into Muay Thai?
Muay Thai, Muay Thai.
Muay Thai?
Muay Thai.
Okay, really into
martial arts.
And there's video of him training like a mad person down in L.A., and he looks so much like his dad back in Fight Club. It is eerie. And so, yeah, people are saying that apparently this is his thing, and you can catch him and not only Knox but Vivian at these clubs cheering him on. And so the whole little Jolie Pitt gang is doing their Fight Club and bringing it in with the next generation. So I just think it's fascinating. Fascinating. And again, it is
well, good news. It's looking like we're not going to have to worry about hail this afternoon. It's just going to be toasty AF. Watching the news forecast there on the old boob tube and 90s today. So it's going to be toasty. You're going to be sweating. You're going to get that boob sweat, Katie.
Oh, no, not the boob sweat.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Well, I feel like you guys have to deal with that, too, just in a different location, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get hit by hail at all? I didn't get anything down by me.
No, it's funny. I went out and did the whole blanket on the car thing because I'm borrowing someone's car, and I was just like, gosh, that's the last thing I needed to get somebody else's car hail damage.
Right.
So I went and did your little blanket trick. The only one in my entire apartment complex who put a blanket on their vehicle.
Hey, that's okay.
So, that's awkward for you.
Yeah, neither prepared or just really odd. But
big old rainbow bright blanket.
Yeah, exactly. But it didn't even matter because I didn't get any hail yesterday. It
Same.
Did rain for like 5 minutes ridiculously. Mm-hmm. Like,
Same.
You know, the heavens opened up and it poured down from the sky. But it was only for like 5 minutes.
We got a bunch of hail. I was at my family's house. They're all in town. And so we started getting massive amounts of hail. I ran out because I wasn't able to park my car in my garage, and I parked my car under like a tree overhang.
Yeah.
Completely saved it.
Good
I was
for you.
So happy.
Wow.
I do not want hail damage on my car. My dad just he just got drilled by hail at work.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad for him because his car doesn't look very good anymore.
No, well, so my last car, the one that, you know, I don't have anymore, it got hail damage while it was getting fixed at a mechanic.
Oh, come on.
And then they even said, they're like, well, if you'd like to, you know, fix it, you can always submit a claim. And I was like, it took me 6 months to get it in here with a claim. Like, what are you talking about? And yeah, so hail damage can be a nightmare. So yeah. If you can avoid it.
Unless you work for the hail repair places, they're like, hails to the air.
All about it.
Well, it should be a better day today in the 90s in the Mile High City.
Crazy how much Knox looks like Brad Pitt.
I thought you a good-looking kid. Yeah.
He's such a good-looking kid.
I gotta look him up.
How old is he? He's, again, 17. So the twins are 17 now. And it just blew my mind. I thought it was Brad Pitt for a second. I was like, AI recreated Brad Pitt with orange hair, but that is his son Knox, and it is just mind-blowing to me. But there you go.
Katie, you're breaking the number one rule.
I know.
What's the number one rule?
You don't think he looks like him?
No, he looks more like Angelina than Brad.
Well, maybe it's just the side profile here, the picture that they have of him actually kicking his opponent.
Yeah.
I mean, that side profile, chiseled jaw looks just like Brad. So,
good-looking kid.
Yeah.
And one of the best movies of all time.
Oh, my goodness.
Such a good movie.
And I think ladies and gentlemen can agree on that. Like, that movie, I'd watch
solid.
It again.
It's violent, though. Violent.
Well, they all have their shirts off, though, and that's why I think women
That's why Jer likes it.
Even Meatloaf. Again. Remember Meatloaf?
Meatloaf was in it. You're right.
All right, what you got, Josh?
All right, well, New York Knicks are in the middle of a very hard-fought battle with the San Antonio Spurs for the NBA Finals. And for the first time since 1999, Knicks fans were finally able to see a home game at MSG. That made these tickets ridiculously pricey to get, and it actually just set the world record for the priciest tickets ever sold. Two tickets, were sold for $1 million last night to get into the celeb row where all the celebrities
Isn't
are.
Isn't that a charity thing, though? Yeah. Like, it went to charity?
Yeah, so I'll get there. It was the celebs that were there. I mean, it was Spike Lee, Timothée Chalamet. Those are the regulars. Jay-Z, DJ Khaled.
Kai Kai
was sitting right next to Timothée. How do you say it, Jer?
Chalamet.
Derek Jeter, Eli Manning.
Ben Stiller was there.
Ben Stiller. Donald Trump, and even Mayor Mamdani was there as well.
I was the best one there.
Is Trump even a Knicks
up for debate.
Fan?
Well, he's a New York Knicks fan.
Yeah,
he's
a
New York native and Knicks fan.
I know, but I didn't know if he was a Knicks fan.
Long-time Knicks fan since last
all
night.
The balls.
I know.
Well, this is their chance to see their first actual NBA title since 1973. Right. The get-in prices made an all-time high at $13,000 for standing room only. That's it. And then those did dip hours before just to about $5,000. But, I mean, this is ridiculous. You're right, Jeremy. James Dolan, who's the executive chairman and CEO for MSG Sports, said, "We do want to thank Gibson & Dunn and Veritas Capital for their incredible generosity. They are able to bring life-changing opportunity to young people in need." That is where the $1 million donations are going
That's
to go. But imagine, like, first of all, imagine you get these tickets. You are the people that are awarded these tickets. And you don't even get, you know, to sit next to Chalamet or anything like that. You get like, Fat Joe. Like,
apologies to Fat Joe.
Lean back.
No, but there are A-list and B-list celebrities. Let's be honest. He was there front row. If you're like, I'm going to sit next to Kylie Jenner, and you get you get Fat Joe.
He's
come
like,
on now.
Are you wearing Walker Wear? Lean back.
He also had a push-up bra on.
He did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sports. But JKJ here at Mix. Multiple stories out there talking about how the old 80s and 90s, anything 80s and 90s is just hot, hot, hot. Including some new stuff coming out on Netflix and into the theaters. Netflix did unveil the first photos and video of the actual puppy starring as Scooby-Doo in the upcoming live-action Scooby-Doo Origins. Making the franchise first use of a real dog.
Yes.
I love me some Scooby-Doo.
I saw the pictures of this little Scooby puppy, Nana.
He's a cutie.
Cute. A little confused, though, because it looks like a chocolate lab puppy. I thought Scooby-Doo was a Great Dane.
So this is a Great Dane.
It is.
It is a little Great Dane puppy. But you're right. He does resemble a lab.
He does. Like, I thought for sure that was a little lab puppy.
Yeah,
but okay,
he's
a Great Dane. He is adorable. He's so cute.
He's a good boy.
Oh, he's so cute.
Shaggy. The modern reimagining follows the teens at summer camp as old friends Shaggy and Daphne investigate a haunting mystery involving a lost Great Dane puppy, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I like Daphne. I think Velma was always the hotter one. But
really?
Yeah.
Unpopular opinion for sure.
Uh-uh.
Huh.
Uh-uh. Velma's... Velma's hiding some stuff, I think.
Well, she's a nerd like you.
Yeah, yeah.
Think you'd go do
I think Velma's
stuff
into
together.
Some stuff.
Take off those glasses. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the movies, Velma was always, the latest movies, like they always portrayed Velma as kind of a little hottie.
Sneaky
like,
hot.
Yeah. No, she is.
Katie, how about this? Throwback to 97. Mira Sorvino, haven't heard that name since 97.
Whoa.
And Lisa Kudrow officially reuniting for a Romy and Michelle sequel. Now in production exclusively for the Hulus. Yeah, I don't think I ever saw that. This story is talking about how it is a cult classic, but I never saw it.
What?
What? Yourself?
The creator of Post-Its? You've never seen Romy and Michelle's high school reunion?
Can't say that I have.
This is one you need
that
to put on
that wouldn't have been
on
one
list.
That I went and saw.
That is such a good movie.
Really?
Like, the fact that they had everyone convinced that they were the creator of Post-Its. Like, this is so funny.
All right. Well.
Yes, I'm so glad it's a sequel's in the works. That's
I can
good news.
Still see the cover of the VHS.
Well,
with
it's
them.
Two hot blondes. That's why you can still see it, Jeremy.
I'm still into Velma. And then Amazon is developing a live-action Jim in the Holograms series.
Shut up.
I know!
Not Jim.
I know. Jim's coming back. The project is described as an elevated live-action techno-thriller series based on the popular 80s cartoon. My sister was into Jim a little bit.
Yeah, Jim was great.
Ladies love Jim. Okay, and then let me give you one more thing. A trend that's going viral... When it comes to your glass of wine, people are now putting frozen pickles in their Sauvignon Blanc white wine, even adding a dash of brine from the jar. And they say it's actually quite tasty. Some people are also doing frozen jalapenos.
Okay. Here's the thing.
All right.
You know those pickle drinks that were all the rage last summer? I believe they're coming back this year at Sonic. I think Good Times has one. But people were surprised at how good those were. So,
I went and got the Sonic Dill Pickle Slushy.
Yeah.
Money.
A lot of people said that. So I think this actually has some truth to it, that combining like the sweet Chablis kind of... You know, flavor.
Well, it's a sweet and salty.
Yeah, it's super salty, which enhances the flavor.
Yeah, so I can get
behind it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just have
a
glass of brine on ice. So. Yeah.
Good for you.
All right, what you got? Local.
Pickle fancy. Okay,
tickle
so
my pickle.
Denver students, this is going to be taking place this next school year. They're not going to be able to use their cell phones, smartwatches, or other personal devices during the school day now. They're calling it a bell-to-bell rule, and they're going to be strictly enforcing it. Now, here's the thing. A law was passed back in 2025 that said schools had to implement some kind of policy on student cell phone use, but it didn't require a ban. But most schools are going that route, and they did their due diligence.
Okay.
They surveyed parents and students and people who worked at the school to see what they thought the best move was going forward. And I guess Denver Public Schools was like, no, we're just going to ban them all together. So I know a lot of parents are concerned that they're not going to be able to contact their child during emergency situations. And I get that. I think that would be my one complaint about the whole thing is, wait a minute. I want to make sure I can get a hold of my kid whenever I need
Especially
to get a hold of my kid.
Smartwatch. You know, like I'd like to shoot him a message and say, hey, I'm going to be 10 minutes late picking you up.
Yeah.
Or, you know, grandma's going to pick you up.
Yeah.
Just and reaching out to him. You know?
Again, there's no specifics on how they're going to do it. I know one of the like broader things is just they're either going to ask them to turn it in or turn it off, but how they're going to police
How is that enforceable?
Exactly. I don't know the specifics of how they're going to do it.
Well,
but
you turn them in, you're not going
to
have them.
Turn them in, but to just turn them off, how are they going to police that? And
It works. I mean, in my son's middle school, they had to keep them like in the lockers and stuff, and they weren't allowed to have them. So,
but he had his watch, so you were able to get a hold
of
him.
Did have watch,
and that's the thing. You're not going to be able to have watches either.
That's silly.
But we have been conditioned to say, I'm going to text you, you're going to text me right back. I really feel like parents are going to have a little bit of a learning curve themselves in this, because you're not going to be able to get a hold of your kid. And
I mean, you can text on laptops. Well, they're not banning laptops.
Get this,
are
guys.
Well, but they
get
are.
This. Listen, They didn't text us in the 90s either.
Yeah, they didn't. But again, we've been
we were fine.
We've been conditioned
your kids will
now
be fine.
To have this access.
It's and convenient,
so,
for
it is.
Sure.
So you've had
they'll
it for years. I know, but I'm just saying, you've had it for years.
Yeah.
It's going to take a learning curve
you know
to
what?
Get back into
they'll
that.
Be fine.
Okay, fine. Keep saying that. But it's going to take a little bit for people
it'll
to get used
fine.
To it. That's it.
You better will.
So how about this
but
one?
But they'll be cool.
They're going to be fine, but you're going to take a minute to get used to
you
it.
You know what the thing is, though? Like, if it's a distraction thing, like in my district, they hand each kid a laptop, okay, and
yeah.
then on the laptop jacking around. At the end of the school year, they were watching Sausage Party on the laptops.
I know they were, but they're going to be policing that too. Like, they're only going to have the student like stuff on the laptop now. It's not going to have access to everything. So I think that when you go back to school this fall, it's going to be a big learning curve
boy,
for
kids.
Not only students,
I would just ditch
too.
Don't go
yeah,
back.
Don't do that.
Just
okay.
ditch.
Don't listen to Jeremy. Okay, two arrested. This story's crazy. I didn't even know this was a thing. It's called a cannonball run. It happened in late May. They found a car going 130 down I-25. They tried to pull him over, and the car, quote unquote, blacked out. So they turned off all their lights and all the bells and whistles trying to elude police. And apparently this is a thing where cars are extremely modified and customized with settings designed to evade detection. So they've got radar detectors and jammers, yeah. as well as a binocular system for spotting police, and they really go the extra mile to stay off the radar.
Stealth mode.
I
yeah.
had no idea this was a thing, and they race across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So the cops picked up this couple of people in this car, and they were able to arrest them without incidents. But they found amphetamines in there. They found all
the
of
meth?
The stuff. Yeah, they found all of the stuff to elude police. But this is apparently.
Well,
a thing,
that's
this
not good.
Cannonball running. I had no idea.
Yeah, cannonball
were...
run. You go from
yeah.
New York to California. It's like 23,000 miles. I don't know what it is. But
yeah.
yeah, you zip across the country and it's like a race. And you've never heard of the Burt Reynolds movie Cannonball Run that was
no.
out in the 70s?
Well, no, because I wasn't born. So.
Yeah.
2,900 no. miles, not 23,000.
No,
did I say 23,000?
Yeah, 2,900.
Or 3,000. I said 3,000.
Yeah, 3,000 about.
But what is it? 29? Well, I was close.
About 3,000, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I was close.
That was a good guess. Well, you said.
It's 29,000, but
that's not 29,000.
No, but so yeah, they were able to arrest him there. I think it was Douglas County where they got him. But huh. yeah, just kind of crazy, right? And then one more, just a taste of Fort Collins. They're moving it to the fall, and they've got a couple acts lined up with Modest Mouse and Lil Jon. Yes, so excited for that.
There you
so.
Go.
There we go. There's your Mile High.
There it is. Well, you want one more since you're so excited about
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Yeah.
There you go. You
what?
Got two.
I'll just
there
do
you
that
go.
One for you.